There he was. On the Tuesday after a long 4th of July weekend, in the ballroom of an ornate Wall Street hotel that once housed the New York Merchants Exchange. Standing in front of a blue and white backdrop with the words corporate responsibility printed over and over on it, in case you should miss the point. Promising us a new ethic for American business. Our president, scourge of corporate misbehavior. It was like watching a whore pretend to be Dean of Southern Methodist University's School of Theology. But as Luther said, hypocrisy has ample wages. Harkin, said the Bush camp over and over, was nothing like Enron. Interestingly enough, it was exactly like Enron in each and every feature of corporate misbehavior, except a lot smaller, a perfect miniature Enron. By the summer of 2002, it had long been known that 12 years earlier, Bush made a pile by selling his stock in Harkin Energy Corporation just before it tanked. At the time, he was serving both on Harkin's board and on a special audit committee looking at the company's financial health. As he spoke on Wall Street, stories were surfacing about Harkin's sham sale of a subsidiary to a group of company insiders. The acquisition was financed by an $11 million loan guaranteed by the seller, Harkin Energy. In other words, a fake asset swap to punch up Harkin's annual profit and loss statement. The sale of Aloha Petroleum from Harkin to Harkin was again Enron writ small, and so outrageous that the SEC stepped in, declaring the accounting unacceptable and forced the company to restate its earnings. Bush unquestionably knew about the deal. Even if he had convinced the public that earlier stories about his $848,560 insider trade, his failure to report it to the SEC, his low-interest loans from Harkin to buy company stock, a practice he particularly denounced in his Wall Street speech as though he had never heard of such an unseemly scam before, and the Enron-esque sale of Aloha Petroleum were all what he described as recycled stuff, he was still surrounded by bad stories about to break. Enron was ripe for federal prosecution. Bush and Enron's CEO Ken Lay, his single largest campaign contributor, had been tight for years. Halliburton was being investigated by the feds for fraudulent accounting practices put in place when Dick Cheney was CEO. Congress was investigating the Secretary of the Army for his role in the collapse of Enron, in the fleecing of electricity customers in California, and for his failure to divest himself of Enron stock in a timely manner. SEC Chief Harvey Pitt had so many previous business connections with the firms he was now regulating, he had already had to recuse himself in 29 cases being pursued by the SEC.